I get the question quite often, how much assets do you need before it's time to set up a legal entity? Well, in that example, $5,000. And it would be hard to find a $5,000 property for most people. But you look at this, a $5,000 property still required a new legal entity. And the reason for that is because of this asset protection, because of the need to protect your assets from these lawsuits out there and just the general liability that is at risk. So you've got to make sure that you do that. Now, part of the reason I tell that story also is to illustrate the point that even on a $5,000 property, that particular entity costs in excess of $1,000. Well, that's a pretty high overall percentage of the total value. But you know what? That $1,000 that he spent for that particular entity could save literally millions and millions of dollars. If people aren't willing to do that type of strategy or to make that type of investment to safeguard their entire life savings, they're falling into the category of what I call tripping over pennies on their way to dollars. And we got to make sure that they don't do that. And I'm going to say that again, tripping over pennies on their way to dollars. I see people do it all the time, whether it's in taxes, asset protection, estate planning, whatever we're talking about. So often people lose sight of the fact that there are enormous benefits to be gained by making minimal investments relative to the overall benefit that you can get.
So if I'm understanding you right, you're saying don't look so much at the value of the asset, look more at the scale of the liability that the asset carries.
That's exactly right. And see, that's a great point right there that people need to get a handle on, because that's one of the biggest obstacles that people have, one of the biggest mistakes they make, and it costs people thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not even millions of dollars, every year by making this type of mistake.
And the other thing I'm hearing you saying, if I understand correctly, is to take your assets and effectively split them up so that they're not linked to each other, so that any one target, so to speak, is as small as you can make it.
That's right. And it's kind of a strategy that I've kind of borrowed this term, obviously, divide and conquer, where you divide your assets up into different types of baskets. Rather than putting them all in that one basket, we want to divide those up. Sometimes I'll give the illustration. I hold a lot of my seminars in Las Vegas. It's a great destination, but it's also a place that kind of shows people wealth, shows people a lot of different things. And I give the illustration sometimes. I say, what if I was walking up and down the strip? Let's say I wanted to go in front of the Bellagio and watch the fountain show. And anybody that's ever seen that knows how gorgeous it is to be outside watching those fountains. And I marvel at just what people have been able to build there in Las Vegas. However, what happens when you're standing in a crowd, sometimes you're not as cognizant of people bumping into you. As such, you may let something go that you wouldn't let go ordinarily. Well, unfortunately, there are those unscrupulous individuals that will take advantage of those packed in crowds, and they'll try to pickpocket you. Well, I give this illustration to make that point that you just talked about as far as dividing up your assets. What if I had $1,000? If I had it all in my wallet in one pocket where maybe those unscrupulous individuals are going to target immediately, chances are I may lose all $1,000. But what if I split it up and I had $200 in my front left pocket, $200 in my front right pocket, $200 in my back left, $200 in my back right, and then I had another $200 maybe in my suit coat pocket? When you look at that, the likelihood of losing all $1,000 there in that particular illustration, once I've divided it up, is much, much, much less than losing it if I have it all in that wallet that will be the target of those people that want to take my money.
That makes the principle very clear. It seems we've reached the T in your ACTION acronym and the thinking through stage. What happens now?
Well, when you think things through, one of the things, especially when we talk about certain areas, but even with asset protection, what I mean when I say think things through is that, first of all, this is not difficult, but it is different. I'm going to say that again. It's not difficult, but it is different. This will be a different way of life for many people. When you have a legal entity, you know, I learned a lesson growing up from my mother. You know, I talked about my dad earlier that he was a real estate investor, and I learned an enormous amount of great information from him. But I also learned some things from my mother.